What are some of the issues you've been working on lately in Springfield?
Yeah, well, there's a number of things, from the very serious to the silly. There's always kind of some crazy bills out there, but a couple of things I've been personally working on is, one, we're focused on the connector trail, and I call that the connector. It's between the I&M trail and the Hennepin Canal. There is a missing link. It's a missing link between the and the Grand Illinois Trail. It's actually also part of the American Discovery Trail and the Great American Rail Trail. So this is would allow people to hike and bike there in along the Illinois River there between the city of LaSalle and the village of Duro. And so it would be a really great enhancement. So there's a lot of activity on that, a lot of community support, and this has gotten on the national spotlight of the Rails to Trails groups, and so we're kind of excited about that.
Is it possible to bike or hike on trails all over Illinois now?
Yeah, when and if this gets completed, you would be able to go all the way from Chicagoland and Joliet area on I&M all the way over to the Quad Cities nonstop.
That's amazing. And from what I understand, these are among the least expensive projects you can do that you can really please a lot of people with.
Yeah, they're extraordinarily popular. The Hennepin Canal Trail is my district goes from like the Peru area and further west. And so I'm very familiar with that. It gets used all of the time. And it's you're right. It's an existing land because it goes alongside, it's a rail, former rail bed, and so it's very easy to develop in that sense.
What else are you working on?
Yeah, so there was a bill that I was very unhappy with that passed during the lame duck session, and that had to do with local control over wind and solar siting, where those projects could be located. Well, the bill passed, but one thing that it didn't do was exempt existing enterprise zones. And just up north of Peru, a little bit in Rochelle area, there's an enterprise zone where they've invested over $70 million in infrastructure from multimodal rail transfer area to electric and water and sewer plumbing, infrastructure and roads. And it's already set now for a mega site development for industrial development. And the fear is that wind and solar projects could come in there because it's located near this infrastructure, and they might co-opt this land that has been designed and developed for large-scale industrial development. And so we're working through that process to try to get that exempted.
So let me see if I understand. An industrial area where you probably ought to have dozens, maybe even hundreds of jobs would just have these wind turbines or solar panels, and once they're put in, there aren't any jobs there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so this area, and many folks are probably familiar with I-39 and I-88 and that intersection there where they come together, there's a number of businesses already developed and over the last number of years, but there's about 1,000 acres of land that's basically shovel-ready for industrial development. And once those, if we do get, a major factory or something like that, those are going to be good jobs that we have for years to come versus a solar panel that once it's installed, you're exactly right. There's no ongoing revenue or job creation or economic benefit from that.
And those people who go to work there, well, they're taxpayers. They pay some income tax. They pay some property tax, and that's what they're going for.
Yeah, that's right.
What is going on in the legislature in terms of, how Democrats and Republicans are getting along?
Well, I think it's been a little bit better. The lame duck session is where all the very controversial bills get pushed through, and this year was no exception. And so that was a challenging week as we saw all kinds of things get pushed through. But since then, things have thawed out a little bit, I believe. There's some good things happening. I'll point to Senator Rezin has a bill that lifts the old nuclear power ban, from the 1980s to at least say, this is something we ought to consider. And I think that is important that we keep nuclear as part of the portfolio of energy generation options that we have available to us here in Illinois.
And do you have any nuclear power plants in your district?
No, not right now. Just close, but not actually in my district.
Having we spoke with Senator Rezin about this a week or two ago, and she said this would not affect the plants in her district because this would be for Southern Illinois coal power plants to convert, and therefore they'd be able to use these essentially a mini nuclear power plant if they're allowed.
Yeah, that's right, and this is very, very clean energy. So this is, you know, very sustainable type of approach, and it produces very consistent energy. You know, wind is variable by the very nature of wind, and obviously solar is variable as well. And so this would complement that well, complement our portfolio of generation options.
Anything else you'd like people to know?
Well, I guess just pay attention to what you hear about, because if there's things are moving very quickly over the next few weeks, and we'll try to make sure everyone is aware of some of the more controversial things or some of the more important bills that are moving through, and so that you can get involved. You can always go to ilga.gov and file witness slips on any bills that you are in favor or opposed to, and you can also find out how to do that on my website at senatorstoller.com.
And that's a term I don't think people really knew about 5 or 6 years ago. Now, witness slips, people know what they are.
Yeah, that's right. And every bill that we pass in committee, they look at and announce those witness slips, the number of in favor and some of, you know, what groups are in favor, what groups are opposed, and that sort of thing. So they do get noticed.
How do they rank those? Because sometimes the number of people who are commenting on one side or the other, that might just be a reflection of who was better organized or who was already agitated about that issue.
You know what? There's some truth to that. And so that's why it's important that we pay attention. And if there's issues that are important to, you know, everyone in our listening area and all my constituents, it's important that you speak up because you don't want to be outnumbered because the other side of that particular issue is more organized.
Okay, yeah, the 5% who want something might outshout the 95% who don't want it because most of them don't even know what's going on.
That's right, yeah. We don't want that to happen. You're right.